The Selfish Path to Romance. Download Chapter 1 for free at drkenner.com.
This is from Melinda. See what you think about this and put your mind in its thinking gear. What advice would you want to give her? Pretend that you're one of her daughters or her fiancé. Dear Dr. Kenner, I'm a 33-year-old mom of two good girls. Now, her girls are probably in their teens. Now, one of them is at least 19. She said, I have a great fiancé. I had one of my daughters at age 14, but I still managed to achieve a career as a registered nurse. My problem is that I'm always unhappy. I seem to blow up over stupid things. Sometimes I start an argument with my poor fiancé just to feel good and vent my unhappiness. I hold grudges easily. I have frequent mood swings. I can be mad for days or give someone the silent treatment without a care. I don't want to live like this. Do you have any advice? Melinda. Melinda, I have lots of advice. And the first is, if I imagine myself as your fiancé, and I there are things that I love about you, because otherwise I wouldn't be your fiancé. I wouldn't have continued dating you. I would have ditched you after our first date. Or if I think of your girls, you have a 19-year-old, you probably have another teenager. And I think of what a mom I have. You know, she raised me at the age of 14, way too young to be bearing children. And she still was able to go out and get a career for herself. You know, there are things to admire about my mom. If I were one of your daughters, I would say, you know, there's a lot good in my mom. I hate it when she gives me the silent treatment, and she can be mad for days, and she holds grudges. I can do something little, and she gets so upset. She's not able to keep a sense of proportion. So the advice, if I were your daughter, I would say,
hey, I got to interrupt this because we've got to pay some bills. 30 seconds, that's it. A very quick ad, and then Alan will be back.
Many romantic partners have complaints like, I live in the shadow of my husband's life, or I feel invisible to my girlfriend. These are common complaints, but you never want to betray yourself in a romantic partnership. When both partners value themselves and are lovingly honest with one another, romance flourishes. Discover the secrets to lasting love in this liberating book, The Selfish Path to Romance, by Drs. Edwin Locke and Ellen Kenner. That's The Selfish Path to Romance on Amazon or selfishromance.com.
So, the advice, if I were your daughter, I would say, Mom, learn how to relax. That might be the simple terms. Or your fiance, will you value yourself? Will you see the good in yourself? And I think that's where it needs to begin. I think when people have this chronic unhappiness, you need to identify, why am I always unhappy? You've got several emotions. You've got that you're unhappy and that you're angry. You blow up. Let's just take those two. The fact that you're unhappy means that you're not achieving your personal values, or at least not in some important areas. So you do want to identify what those areas are, and they may be character values. And obviously one of them is you don't want to live with this very negative attitude in life, and you want to change that. Well, change is possible. So if you could translate your unhappiness into words, let it speak. Sit down with paper and a pen and just uncensored, let that unhappiness talk. You will hit some profound emotions. That's good. You can also see a therapist who could help you with this. You could go to my website. There's a link to the cognitive therapy website, or you could go directly there, academyofct.org. My website is drkenner.com. But when you're feeling that unhappiness, you want to start looking for a life preserver, which is the values, the goodies in life, your two girls, your great fiance. Why do you get angry over stupid things? Well, that's obviously the tip of the iceberg. You recognize them as stupid. You don't want them to affect you the way they do. And your old coping strategy was spewing. You would just spew on people to, in quotes, feel good. You'd get angry at your fiance. You'd get angry at your kids. You need to get under that anger and find out what you feel is not fair big time not fair. Maybe having a kid at the age of 14 has been, you've been carrying that for a long time and you need to process that in therapy. You do need to know that change is possible. First, you need to recognize the pattern and to know why it's not, to understand it without beating up on yourself like a scientist, and to figure out how to change it. You learn better coping strategies, and then you practice them. And have your fiancé give you some feedback, too, supportively. There's a book, Changing for Good, on my website, drkenner.com. I'm Dr. Ellen Kenner on the Rational Basis of Happiness.
And here's a little more from Dr. Kenner.
You know, you think of growing up, how your parents raised you, and you wish you could go back in time and give them some advice to tweak the knowledge that they had and to say, hey, Mom, don't give me the silent treatment. Or, hey, Dad, when you scream at me, I can't even hear what you're telling me. All I hear is the screaming and I feel bad. If you wish you could go back in time and change what happened to you, think again. Maybe you can. If you change your own thinking, you can't go back in time, obviously, but you can change your ideas and even change patterns with your own children. If you yourself have children now and you hear yourself saying, oh my God, I sound just like my mother, or man, I sound like my dad. I hate it. I don't know how to stop it. That you want to be able to get thinking skills. Now, what are thinking skills and how can you get them and where do they apply? I'll take the last question first. Where do they apply? Everywhere in your life. Whether you're just planning your day or whether you have a business that you want to grow or to rescue, or whether you have a family member, you're having difficulty communicating with that member and it's been chronic, it's been going on for years, or you procrastinate and you don't know how to fix that. You don't even know where to begin or if change is possible. Your own premise about change is very important. If you think change is not possible, how much effort do you put into it? None. None. If I think that I can't change the weather, I'm not going to sit here thinking about how to do it. That'd be silly. So if you conclude about yourself erroneously that you can't change something that's actually changeable, such as a bad temper or such as procrastinating or such as not having any career focus or goal, you want to be able to gain the skills to think better, to think rationally, to think clearly. And those are there are skills, there are ideas that can help you tremendously.
For more Dr. Kenner podcast, go to drkenner.com and please listen to this ad.
Here's an excerpt from The Selfish Path to Romance, the Serious Romance Guidebook by clinical psychologist Dr. Ellen Kenner and Dr. Edwin Locke.
It's not romantic, exciting, or fulfilling to be in a relationship with a dull partner, someone who has no strong interests or values and doesn't care to develop any. Such a person does not make life interesting. How can you feel romantically attracted to an empty, superficial person? And who would want to date or marry an unkept, smelly person who lives in grimy sweats, rarely showers, and seldom brushes his teeth or combs his hair? Looks do matter. When you fall in love, you don't fall in love with a disembodied spirit, but with a whole person, mind and body. And who wants a partner who nags, yells, sulks, or never listens to you? Good loving and good romance require good positive communication.
You can download Chapter 1 for free by going to drkenner.com, and you can buy the book at amazon.com.